leaving the dope, 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 and heading back towards home, so haven't got too far to go. How's your day?
Good day so far. Beautiful weather outside, and enjoying that part of it for sure. And seems like everybody's in a happy mood today, so we're enjoying it.
Roger on that. And Bernice, get your seatbelt hooked up here. Try and get rid of that beep. you can stop by tonight. We have some items for you.
I'll look forward to sitting down with you for a few minutes.
Two of us, don't it, Mom?
Yes.
I'm a little bit hoarse this morning, but it is a magnificent day out here. I wish it was going to stay that way, but I think the dope days of summer are kind of over, I heard somebody say, and I believe they're right. We'll get a few more 90s, but not many. Beans in the corn are looking good.
It's to warm back up a little bit, but I don't think it's supposed to be back up like it was, so I enjoy that while it lasts anyway.
I think it's going to last till about Sunday. I hope it does. Well, we don't have anything especially planned today that I know of, do we, Bernice? And I've got to get around this corner here. And we're up here by the O'Neill Grocery Store.
I'm home at all, then.
2 miles to the dump. We're just passing the soybean fields now here.
Get into today.
Kind of a fun sight this morning. There was a squirrel on the ground out there, and there was a hawk chasing it. And then there was 2 crows on the ground out there. And squirrels were running around in front of them. They didn't seem to bother them at all. But boy, when them hawks show up, you ought to see them put her in passing gear.
He gets in them claws, he's gone.
One time, I'll never forget, years ago, Pick went off the side of a tree. And that was a big old red squirrel up in Kansas, and he was throwing a fit. Feathers were flying, that hawk flew off with him and never did let him go.
Hey, Tom, maybe you can answer this question. What is going on with AT&T? There are workers out in front of the building protesting.
For Palestine? No, I'm just kidding. No, they're on strike all over, I guess, Patrick. I heard it on the news.
Yes, I passed by 2 of the AT&T places, and both of them have got protesters outside.
Well, I better not comment on that.
But I was curious, that's what it was for sure.
They're out there on strike, and it's a crazy world nowadays. I only had to do that one time, and I wasn't in favor of it at that time. But all we did was lose about 3 months' work and never gain anything. I think they might have gained a quarter. But they used that up for insurance, so, and Bernice was a home housewife back then and just depended on my wages. And I think the union gave us, $25 a month or some little bitty stipend. It didn't amount to anything. And neither did that particular union, but that's been many years ago, back in the 80s, I guess it was. I don't know if anybody ever wins, unless it might be the United Auto Workers or some big union, like that. And then the Canadian Railroad went on strike. You don't think that affects us much, but if you've ever been up there around the Michigan-Canadian line there, where they come across that bridge, there's billions of dollars of automobile parts and automobiles that come across that bridge every single day.
Man, I've been up there, so I've seen it. But Tom and Bernice, I have arrived at my next stop, so I'm going to jump out of here, and I look forward to sitting down with you for a few minutes this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Okay, Patrick, good to hear you. Have a safe day, most of all, and a good day. And we're backing in KO4HKX and 0TR73.